Latin Roots time again on the World Cafe, and we are very happy to welcome back Jasmine Garz, who you may know from Alt Latino on NPR, a wonderful series on the NPR music website. And every so often, we coax her out to talk about some music she loves. And Jasmine, where are we going today?
Well, today we're going to Mexico, to Veracruz, and we're also going to Southern California, where a style that is native to Veracruz is being rediscovered. I'm talking about son jarocho. And, you know, David, last year, while everyone has been fawning and rediscovering cumbia, I just started a love affair with son jarocho.
Tell me about it. Tell me about the origins of this.
Son jarocho is a regional folk music of Veracruz. Jarocho actually means from Veracruz, right? It's almost like saying Texan or Californian. It's from Veracruz. And it's a fusion of indigenous music, Spanish music, and African elements that exist in Veracruz, Mexico. And it really reflects that unique mix that happens in the area. It's very limericky. Veracruz is a port city. So it's very limericky, a lot of sailor references, maritime references, very humorous, naughty, mischievous. And I brought in a famous son jarocho called La Bruja. And in this case, there's many, many versions of La Bruja. This one is by José Gutiérrez y Los Hermanos Ochoa.
Ay, qué bonito es volar a las dos de la mañana.
A very famous version of a very famous song from Veracruz. The style is jarocho, and we're having a chance to talk with Jasmine Garz today about this. Jasmine, I have to even ask you, what is the instrumentation on that? Because it's absolutely beautiful.
Well, what son jarocho tends to use is the jarana jarocha, which is a small guitar-like instrument. They use the requinto jarocho, which is also a small guitar, and it gets plucked with... the pluck is made of cow horn traditionally, and possibly the most essential part is la quijada, which is the jawbone of a horse or a donkey. So it's kind of very organic instruments.
You know, it's really interesting to me because I associate you with Alt Latino with all this incredibly up-to-date music, and yet you're telling me that a lot of the things you're falling in love with are older forms nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think there's a lesson here about sometimes people complain about remakes and remixes, but I have found that those remakes and remixes are a great way to discover this kind of music. I mean, there's a lot of LA bands now and California bands that have rediscovered son jarocho and put their twist on it. And, you know, for me, I'm not from Mexico, and this was a great way to delve into this type of music and to discover, I mean, a song like La Bruja, which we just listened to, it's so sexual. It's so, you know, like darkly erotic. And then you compare it to, I don't know, whatever is on the air now in hip hop and R&B. And it's so much more intriguing and naughty, you know?
Well, why don't you play us one of the newer things that led you to this?
Well, I discovered last year Radio Jarocho, and it's a band that is putting they've just reappropriated son jarocho, and I just love this band, and I brought a song for you guys.
That is what's happening nowadays with an older form that's Radio Jarocho. And what was the tune we heard, Jasmine?
This is Los Jaraneros. And remember, jarana jarocha is the small guitar-like instrument that is very important to song jarocho.
Is there a great entry point where people can get a compilation of this, or what are some of the newer things we should pick up?
Well, I think you should definitely check out Radio Jarocho, and there's another group called Las Cafeteras, which are doing great things with jarocho. I did forget to mention the most famous song jarocho that everybody knows is La Bamba.
What goes around comes around. That is La Bamba, Richie Valens, and the most famous of this form, Radio Jarocho. Thank you very, very much, Jasmine, once again for being here.
My pleasure.
Jasmine Garst, our guest today on Latin Roots here on the World Cafe.